I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Christians are facing increasing amounts of persecution. In India, hundreds have been killed. In Iraq, Christians have left the country because of the violence. However, many Christians in the West aren't concerned about it, says Glenn Penner of Voice of the Martyrs Canada. While he's been pleased with the secular media coverage,
many Christian radio stations, television programs, that's not a big part of their mandate. It's either playing music or sermons. Also, you know, part of the problem is that Christian leaders, as a rule in North America, very rarely say very much about persecution.
Meanwhile, in a recent visit to Haiti, Cure International's Dr. Scott Nelson and his team were able to treat 46 patients, a record number for the one-week trips. Dr. Nelson visits once every 3 months to perform evaluations, surgeries, and medical training to Haitians. Dr. Nelson specializes in pediatric orthopedics, an often neglected need in Haiti. Pray that Dr. Nelson and his team would be able to help those suffering and reflect the one true healer. And Faith Comes By Hearing is launching a text messaging program in the United States to bring audio scriptures to a larger audience, the cell phone subscriber. Troy Carl explains the project.
For 6 days a week, we'll send you a chapter a day of the scripture in a full dramatized audio recording of the New Testament. And then on the seventh day, we'll send you a 45-second to one-minute message about how audio Bibles are changing lives of people all around the world.
Right now, programs are in English and Spanish, but will likely expand to 330 languages by 2009. For information on how to receive the messages, visit our website. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available the book Praying Your Prodigal Home by Richard Burr, a great book to help you pray for lost friends and relatives. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.